time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A. So, straight into it this week with fuel prices. This week, I've got around 110. I think Nick, the Urban Tracker, has also got around 110. Neil, Neptune Crew, is out there, 111 point something. That wasn't UK fuels, that was the other one. The one that looks like UK fuels, you know those two? Which I think is a little bit on the pricey side. Last week we were looking at 115, 113 from Ligi. So I think round about this week, guys, ladies, you need to be looking for around 110. If you're 19, 18, well done you. If you're 11, 12, it's up to you whether you want to tolerate it much more than that. Straight on the trombone, you know, you're charging me too much money. So, last week's mistakes quickly. Reynolds Creative says, he says, go steady, Pete. The fines are not tax deductible. They're business expenses. You could fall foul of the tax man if you do. Cheers, Jay. Thank you, mate. I'll be honest, everything gets run through on that business software thing because this is the 21st century now, isn't it? Except for the people that insist on PODs being posted in. So I just enter everything into, I have free agent. Don't ask me why. It's like zero. Everything gets in zero, and then the proper accountants people look at it and go, there you go. So they will work that side of things out of it. I just drive a lorry. I don't get involved in the rest of it. We've got inspection today, so I hope that's all right. So I'm just thinking, I drive a lorry. I don't even know how the lorry works. I just turn the key and it goes. It's subcontracting, isn't it? Need a mechanic? Get a mechanic. Need an accountant? Get an accountant. These are things that I cannot do myself. So, but thanks very much for the heads up anyway. I'm sure they will work that one out. Right, so I'm going to do it slightly out of order. We got a lot of comments on last week's video. I've been pulled by the DVSA. The thing is, the reason I normally do the first of this week's video first, but it kind of naturally leads in. This isn't just thrown together, you know. I actually sit there and I used to just read the comments out in order. Then I realised that they actually fitted into sections. And now I kind of fit them into sections so it flows like a river, like a story. Yeah, I know it's impossible to tell because it really does look like it's just absolutely throwing mud at a wall. But actually, no, there is more to it than that. So Mr. K says, sorry to hear about your fine, mate. He said, I've moved this slightly and put it straight back on break. And then I might have got me things out of order here. So, and then he says, it's Jordan's dad. I met you once. So he's done what I've done. He's moved it on break and put it in. And you think you're, the thing is, the frustrating thing is you think you're all right because you put it in a Taco Master and it says green, no problem. Oh, lovely, I'm all right. Fantastic, do that. And then you get pulled and they go, no, you can't do that. Oh, yeah, but Taco Master says I can. Don't care, you can't. You've obviously driven it. We can see you've driven it. So I've got one bit of software telling me I'm fine, and then when it actually comes down to the wire, I'm not fine. So no more of that. I can't do it. It's no point. Oh, yeah, but my car says I'm green, yeah, but you're not green, are you? It might say you're green, but you're not green. So, and then he says, it's Jordan's dad. I met you once and you told me about your channel. Is this Jordan Roddy's mate, the one who just got married? Please let me know. I assume it's that Jordan. I hope everything's going well. I think the wedding was very good. I saw the pictures. Andrew Crew says, it's a fair point, actually. It's the only job you get fined for going to work. I'm glad I'm no longer a driver. Is that true? Do the Amazon mob sometimes get fined? Do they get fined if a package is broken or you missed a delivery or a package goes missing? Certain times I think people can go, right, this has gone wrong, you're paying for it. I do know one thing, if you're in that kind of job, you resent it very, very quickly. He says, I'm glad I'm no longer a driver. There's a bit of it out there. Michael Davies said, if they don't give you a fine, they don't earn a wage. They're self-funded. And there's a lot of this comes up. John Bartley says, every driver I speak to is sick of the constant rubbish and any excuse to get any money out of your pocket. Yeah, I get that. You know, if you think, oh, HGV follow me, you go, great. I'm going to be down a monkey and I'm invisible monkey. Bing. Scary fake virus. I just read it out. Robbers could use a FK car to stop HGV, a fake car to stop HGVs. This is true. Police used to be the only authority who could stop vehicles. What has happened in this country? You can get a thing. This came up on my course. You can get it from your local police station. That if you're being pulled and you've got, say, for example, you've got a high value loan on board, you get this, it's like a proper police bit of paper and you write what's on it and they try and pull you over and you just put that on the windscreen. Like, I am not stopping. But then what you have to do is you have to drive the truck to the nearest police station. Just drive it in their yard and go, I've just been pulled. Now, I've just been suspected. Now, I thought of it. I've got a truckload of fags on board. There's no way I'm stopping for anybody. If that was a genuine police car, you can ring them and go, yeah, we got the driver here. If it wasn't a genuine police car, then I'm very pleased I didn't do the right thing. But if you can be bothered to go down your local police station, apparently, I don't believe you when I say it, they've got these cards and they will give you and you can carry them in your truck. Worth knowing. Steve BM said, he said, I was on a 30, he's quite like this, I was in a 30-minute break in a petrol garage once. It was only 7.5 tonne, but the petrol station manager and his staff and a copper all telling me I had to move, all shouting at me. I stood my ground and didn't move it 1 inch. I will ask you one question. Were you actually at the pump? Or were you parked in sort of like a bay? If you're parked in a bay or at the side, fair enough. If you're at the pump, I hate that. You pull up to a pump and the bloke in front and you're sitting there for like 10 minutes. You're thinking, oh, he's paying. And then he comes out, meanders out slowly and starts to put the thing in the tank. And you're like, what have you been doing for 10 minutes? What, looking at the sandwiches, debating what you're going to have for lunch? It's a petrol station. It's, you know, we've all got days here, mate. We've all got a crack on, you know. So, Dog Six says, I'm surprised it didn't give you 12 years in jail for the flag. Proud of my flag. Watch the video. It's one of my favourite videos. New Manix says, we keep this country moving. It's in a really difficult trade to. It's a really difficult trade to be in these days, and the government should treat the government treat us like cash cows. It's shameful. Some tacos, I think, allow you to move very few feet slowly. That's what you think. This is the whole point of this. I'm telling you, you move it, they can tell. Because what happens is if you move that vehicle, actually, no, we'll come back to this with Nick at the end. But basically, they've got software that accesses the taco head. The taco head records the wheel speed sensor that if you move it for 1 second or 2 seconds, it will record 2 seconds. If you see your taco head go on to drive, it's been recorded. So if you actually see it, if you go, oh, it's on drive, oh, sorry, I'll get it back on bed, oh, no one's noticed. If it's on drive, it's been recorded. If it's been recorded, they can read it. That's it. Cloggy. So it's a racket. The DVSA are self-funded, so it's in their best interest to find people. I always do 16s and 31s. Brilliant. I've started to do 16s and 31s. Just make sure the vehicle stays stationary. Barry Caldwell says 17s and 32s for him. I'll be 4 years. In 4 years, I'll be 66. If I get pulled at that age, I'll just tell him to stick it. Pack up my stuff and walk away. The people I work for will have to collect the motor because when I've done 40 years class one, there's nothing to show for it. He says, I'll buy myself a little van and do cash work hand in hand. You're going to be an Uncle Albert. Hey, there you go. Uncle Albert's got to love him. Always someone who wants something moved. The only target HGV because we're just easy. We're an easy target, and employers don't care as long as the fine doesn't come their way. Yeah, so a lot of people, I'm actually surprised to find out that if you're an HGV driver and you get a fine, the company doesn't pay for it. But if the company is, I suppose, if it is on you, and they go, well, you moved it. But the problem is with companies, it's like, yeah, well, okay, well, I'm 3 minutes away from my deliveries, but I've run out of driving time, I'm going to have to stop. oh, we need to get here. Can you not just push it over a bit? And then you push it over and you go, oh, okay, no safe place to stop. I went 3 minutes over. I've just got a £100 fine. Oh, that's bad, isn't it? Bless you, what was you going to do with that 100 quid? And you're like, no, this is not the way it goes. In fairness, don't do that. Just if they say, no, I can't make it, I'm pulling over. It's going to get there half an hour later. And if they're going to be closed, what do you want? John Christmas says, me. Again, another way, so I just collect my bits and leave the truck right there. If they say anything, say you're on a break and you can't move it. Is it? So, and Nick the Urban Trucker. Now, just to clarify what I said about the head, because he's your man on this kind of stuff. Pete says, when you got pulled by the DVSA, the reason you got a £300 fine was because it was the greater offence. You were lucky you weren't pulled on the same day as you committed the offence. Otherwise, you would have had a TE160DH, that is a transport agent, he knows his stuff, a prohibition put on the vehicle, and they would have probably parked you up for another 45 minutes as well. The reason why your fine was the maximum was because maximum for this offence was because you had driven all day without showing a proper brake. Is that I know you had and you moved it, but because of the micro movement, you had disturbed your brake and put your clock back to 40 miles. And this is exactly what the guy said, the DVSA guy said, in fairness. He said, look, I can tell you've taken a break of like 20 minutes and 20 or 21 minutes and 25 minutes, but that doesn't count. Actually, no, it would have counted, wouldn't it? No, well, he said, but it might have been the other way around, say, like, you know, 14 minutes and then 30 something. But that doesn't count. And because you've done it this way, it shows you've driven a whole day without taking a break, and I've got it on the computer. And he does go on to say, he said, the problem is once the DVSA officer has downloaded your tachograph information, it's on their system. To a certain degree, the officer's hands are tied. For instance, if they let you off and you had then committed a similar offence or worse, been involved in a serious accident, that officer would then have to answer a lot of awkward questions. And that's kind of the impression that I got. They were kind of there going, look, mate, I'm really sorry about this, and I can tell you're trying to comply, and I can tell that you're a good boy, and everything's sparkling, and you've got green marks, but I haven't got a choice in the matter. And I didn't give him hard time. I went, you know, you've got a job to do, mate, I understand. And that is the impression I got. So I understand that they're cash cows, they're trying to find you and all that, but I've got to be honest, the way it came across was like, I've got to do. And the fact that the guy said, I've already had a tearing off because he'd done a vehicle for not having a fire extinguisher, and it turned out it didn't have to have a fire extinguisher. So it's a bit like, I really don't want to be pulled in the office and be, you know, in the headmaster's office and be told I've been a naughty boy again. It's like the guy, he's like, I'd really like to let you get away with this, but I can't. That's the impression I got. He said, it's different if they find something very minor wrong with the truck. They probably would have just had a word in your ear about it. And I'd say there was a cut in the tyre, but the guy went, no, it's fine. It's not showing any... I've got a cut in the tyre, but it's not showing any quartz. I've got a crack in the windscreen. I've had it since I bought it. It's about that big. It doesn't go top to bottom. And apparently that's legal. We've all got them, haven't we? I've got bullet holes in the windscreen, you know, where you've got like the dings, but they've been treated and they're smaller than the £2 coin, so they're fine. They're within the parameters. No, yeah, sure, no problem. I would change the windscreen, but you guarantee the very second you change the windscreen, you end up following a tipper truck, and the next thing you know, bang, there's my brand new windscreen. It's just the way it goes. And finally, Ian Barnes says, save yourself the hassle and expense, find yourself a decent paid job. And that's why I've done the videos out of order, because that leads me quite neatly to the next video, Time for a Change.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
How many photos are on your camera roll right now? Enough to stress you out? Same. Here's what finally worked for me. Chatbooks. And they've got a podcast exclusive deal that's honestly wild. 12 monthly mini photo books for just $12, plus free shipping. That's a full year of printed memories for less than a month of streaming. Go to chatbooks.com/get12. That's chatbooks.com/get12. And grab it before it's gone.
And the reason is because it's fair enough. And, you know, I'm sitting here going, yeah, it's awful. The fact that, and don't get me wrong, I've got a fine, and I could have got, I've got much better things that I could have done with that money, believe me. But £300 is a lot of dough. That practically buy you like a PlayStation or something. I don't know what I spend it on. I'm the kind of guy that's been looking at three pairs of running shorts on Amazon for £38, and I've been looking at them for about 2 months now. Going, can I get them this week? Maybe not. I mean, I spent money on other things, admittedly, which I've had to spend money on, but that's a bit much, really. I'm still on this phone, which I've got to say for the money. It's a brilliant phone, but £130. It's a bit slow. I probably could have a better one. Oh, shall I upgrade? Oh, look, they've got the A16 5G on Amazon. It's only £288. £288. That's what I spent £300 on. And I bought myself a decent phone. But no, that's going to the DVSA. Having said all of that, I am not really, I'm an owner-operator. So, I mean, I get paid good money for what I do. I've had a couple of cracking days. Yesterday, I went up the Leeds and back. And it gets a monkey both ways. So I really can't complain. But, so I think it's time that I I'm not saying that I'm not going to make you things about the courier exchange, because I am, so I'm still on the courier exchange. I'm just trying to make it a little bit more, what am I? Because at the moment I'm Pete the courier driver, and you think of a courier driver, you kind of think of all the guys that are flying around in the vans and the Uncle Alberts and the Amazon mob. That's not really me. So anyway, so it's time to rename the channel. We'll come back to that. So Shane Hardy says, you do you, Pete. That's a good choice. I like that. Yeah, if you do change the title of your page, then clear the time has come. Godzilla says, lots of courier experience validates the title, fella. Yeah, I'm not really a courier driver, though. Joe Thompson says, stick with Pete, the courier driver. Wouldn't be the same with a new name. Exciting news about more life on the road videos. Yeah, I think I might make a few of them as well. If I'm going to do it, if I'm going to show what I do, then the easiest way to show what I do is by recording it and putting it up. I'll try and make them short. I'll fail. The other thing is, as I checked the title, and the title of the channel is not actually Pete the Courier Driver, because Nige, my best mate, turned around to me and said, you know, when people are scanning through YouTube, he does SEO, he understands all this stuff. And he says, you want to call it Pete, people go like truck vlogger. So it's actually called Pete, my channel is actually called Pete the Courier Driver and Truck Vlogger, which, let's face it, doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, does it? It's a bit of a long, what does that mean, title? So just purely for the fact that I'm like, what? Why am I called that? So anyway, we might change it. So we're changing it. Chelsea TV says, retire, mate, before you die. Thanks for that, Chelsea. But as I previously mentioned, I'm one of those people, in fairness, that I'm like, when I stop, I'll stop. So I can't stop. Because actually, how many times have you ever seen that, where you retired at 65 and dead by the time you were 67? I'm like, I'm a perpetual engine. I just have to keep moving. I can't help it. It's a sickness. But it's what it is, like, you know. So, and Godzilla's come out, retire before you die. Godzilla says he's only 56, looks more like 106. I actually thought 106 was quite kind. Really? There we go. The John Robertson says, could it not be Freelance Pete? Keep it open for future changes. Now, the thing is, I spoke to Nick about this, and he said, when I think of a freelance truck driver, I think of the kind of guy who turns up, like an agency driver. So, like, he turns up, he hasn't got his own truck, will go anywhere, I'm a freelance truck driver, I can drive your truck. He said, that's not what you do. You're kind of an owner-operator. But Pete the truck driver and owner-operator is about as windy as Pete the courier driver and truck vlogger, and I want to try and keep it simple. He goes on, he says, as we discussed the other day on your channel, it's just as much about you as well as the content. I think the title should still have your name in it. A lot of people have said this, as it keeps, you know, something like Pete the Trucker or Trucking with Pete to keep the personal touch. Yeah, a lot of people have said that. They like the Pete thing. Now, I've also spoke to Nick at London Creative, who's also done Leechy's stuff. So if anybody wants a rebrand, I've got to do it. I haven't done the video, but I kind of want a bit more out of it. But he's the guy who will do... I'll do you a link to the video. And he will basically do your channel for you. It will do everything you need for... If you're the kind of guy that can drive a truck but doesn't have letterheads, and he'll create you a logo and he'll put it on the courier exchange so that it goes on the courier exchange invoices. I've got one. It looks quite funky. And he can put it on company ID if you want it, and business cards, and he'll do all that. I think he charged literally for 70 quid. I think that you give him £100. He was like, the amount of effort this guy's put in, he's just, you know, I'll give him a drink. But yeah, there's a video there, or if you're interested, leave something in the comments, and I can get you guys in touch. So there you go. So Nige says, my mate Nige, when are you pushing the button? I think I'm going to probably do it soon. And I think I've made a decision, because I was talking to Nick, and the reason I said about London Creative is he said, Pete the truck driver, because I've been... Because the channel was not always called Pete the Courier Driver. If you go back to the very beginning, it's Pete the Market Trader, because I was on the markets. I was a market trader. So Pete the Market Trader, on the map here. Pete the Market Trader. Pete the Courier Driver. Pete the Truck Driver. It kind of fits. But I've made my decision, and I'm going to go with Nick. And I think I just want it short and sweet and punching to the point. So it's going to Pete the Trucker, because... It does what it says on the tin. So the channel will be renamed Pete the Channel. Nothing's going to change. The comments are still going to be the same. But it does mean that when people turn around and go, what would you be charging in a small van at the CX at the moment? I don't know. I've never driven a small van. I've been doing this 7 years. I'm giving you an idea of what I think that you should be charging, but there's plenty of other people that might give you a better idea. Fortunately, there's the wise guys. And that brings us on to the wise guys. And we got quite a bit from Nick. He's an informative person, Nick, because he's done the transport manager. I speak to him pretty much on a daily basis. And the stuff he knows, and I can't help feeling that it's a bit of a waste in the fact that he just has to put the comments on the channel. And I've got to keep that. There's got to be another way. And it's time for a change. So there might be more change coming. Cogs are turning. Clouds are forming, wheels may be about to come in motion. That's an enigmatic sort of keep your powder dry type thing. So Nick says, he says, right, now we had a discussion about speed limiters and the 56 mile an hour thing. He said, to cut a long story short, speed limiters were introduced in August 1992 to all new goods vehicles. By the end of July 1993, all vehicles over 7.5 tonne had to be retrofitted with speed limiters in the UK. At the same time, it was agreed by all EU member states, it's all EU this stuff, that the maximum speed was set to 90 km/h, which is 56 mile an hour. That's why it's 56, not 60, because it's to do with Europe. As part of fair competition. Brilliant. We're not even in Europe anymore, but we still have to run at the same speed of them because it's fair competition. good, isn't it? This EU Directive 92 and were incorporated into UK legislation and some regulations. This is why speed limits are set at 90 km/h, 56 miles per hour. The maximum speed for an HGV on permitted roads is still 60 in the UK. You will not be prosecuted for an overspeed unless you're caught doing over 60 on permitted roads. But remember, if you go over to Europe, and some countries have lower speed limits than 90 km/h, 56 km/h, 50 have lower speed limits, so you have to go slower if you're in Europe. This is a lot of stuff about Europe. I'm standard national. Although, I did say about ferries. And he went, yeah, but you still got... actually, no, it's right. To do with ferries. Aha, natural lead on. Pete, the tachograph will not record any movements while stationary on a moving ferry or train. One of the GPS features on the new smart tachograph, V2, will automatically change the country symbol in the tachograph on a border crossing. That's quite interesting. Whereas before, drivers used to do it manually to record at their earliest opportunity when they crossed. Also, he said, you do need to be aware of ferries. He said, because if what happens if you go to Northern Ireland? Northern Ireland's in the UK. You can travel to Northern Ireland. And I said, Isle of Wight. So he said, no, the Isle of Wight ferry crossing is too short. You don't have to worry about it. And I went, well, how long does it take to get to like Northern Ireland? He said, I don't know. 14 hours. I said, what? 14 hours? It's over there. How does it take 14 hours? It was choppy, so I have to move really slowly. Got a lot of big vehicles on board. I'm like, okay, so if I do need to know about ferry crossings, but I'll worry about that if and when I ever go to Northern Ireland. That'd be a video. Which leads us on to, long of the day, sorry about this, guys and ladies, leads us on to, I say that, my subscriber rate I've gone through is basically 20 to 55-year-old men take up 97%. If you are a girl and you're watching, please leave a comment. Thanks very much. All for equality. Right, trucks. Godzilla's. Oh, because we, yes, it's just a short one. Because I said about paper tachograph, he said paper. I know a guy who used to have the Frisbees in his 7.5 tonner. I used to back in the day. My first one, Shirley, was a 7.5 tonner with Frisbees. It was part of the reason he wouldn't get rid of the truck. It's a 2005 plate, so there could still be a few around. And I get that. The only pain with that is the fact, well, first of all, parts is going to get difficult to get hold of. And secondly, zones. So yeah, it's fine if you only go to the same place there and there, which is brilliant because you're on a taco. But as soon as they put a zone on board, it's like, oh great, I've got to pay 500 quid every time I go in, or 100 depending where it is. Which brings us on to miscellaneous. Stanley Stewart says, just a couple of quick ones. We're nearly done. Machines are like humans; you get a good one and a bad one, and that's it. And yeah, that's the size, I think. Tiffany seems to be really playing the game. She hasn't had an incident for ages. I'm just hoping the inspection goes through okay, but there's no reason why it shouldn't. I shouldn't have said that out loud, should I? And Simon Schillabier says, oh, he said, because this is to do with the fact that if your AdBlue pump doesn't work, because there's a magnet that goes over the AdBlue, you can buy a thing. If I can find the video, I'll link. If I can't, I won't. So I've just found out, because the lorry I'm driving is apparently missing the magnet, I hope this is to do with the AdBlue pump and nothing else, that it's possible to fool the pump by holding any reasonably strong magnet right up to the spot on the outside of the nozzle while pumping. I used to use the magnet on the end of my inspection torch. Handy to know in emergency. It's that thing where you're trying to get the AdBlue and it keeps going dunk, dunk, dunk. You've done a penny. You've done 2.5 pence. You've done 3 pence. And then you try and hold it up a tiny bit. Oh, it's running 10p, a little bit, dunk. And you think, oh, I'm getting away with it. I'll pull it a little bit tighter, dunk. You can buy this thing that goes over the nozzle. You put that in and it just goes junk and it works. So that's it. I won't hold you up for any longer because it's a long day. Today, I'm on my fun run. Right, running. Audis and then pub. I've worked out that if I have got nothing to do, I just do jobs. So the only way to stop myself from doing jobs is to actually book. I'm going to meet with the family. We go for a drink. It's going to be very nice. And it'll be a break from taking care and taking money.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.